I'm going to call the meeting to order, but feel free to get up if you feel you need to. Okay. So, that, we're going to call this Thursday, June 9th, 2016 meeting of the Northern Virginia Transportation Authority to order. Ms. Spiro, would you please call the roll?
Chairman Noe.
Here.
Mayor Silverthorne.
Here.
Chairman Bulova.
Oh, Silverthorne, sorry.
Monica, sorry, you want to try that again? Or Kamala, so.
Mayor Silverthorne?
Here.
Chairman Bulova?
Here.
Chair Randall?
She's here.
Board Member Fassett?
Here.
Mayor Silverberg?
Here.
Mayor Parrish?
Here.
Council Member Oliver?
Here.
Council Member Rochelle?
Here.
Senator Black? Delegate Hugo? Delegate Minshew?
Here.
Mr. Garzinski? Ms. Bushy?
Here.
Mayor Foreman? Ms. Cuervo?
Here.
Ms. Mitchell?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have four.
Fantastic. First item of business this evening is the minutes of the May 12th, 2016 meeting. Any questions, comments, changes to that?
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to move approval.
Motion by Ms. Bulova, second by Mr. Minshew. Ms. Randall wasn't here, so she wasn't going to vote on it anyway. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Abstain.
An abstention from Ms. Oliver. Any other abstentions? Okay. We have three items on the consent agenda this evening. Any items need to be pulled from that agenda? Is there a motion for approval?
Second.
Wait. I have a question about the electronic participation.
Certainly.
May we pull it?
Please.
Okay.
Well, let's go. Go ahead and ask a question.
Oh, okay.
Three items.
According to the governance committee, the member who is remoting in may also vote.
Yes.
Correct. That was not made clear in the actual policy.
Stephanie, see what's going on?
There's a difference in my mind between participation and full participation.
Right. We discussed that.
So, could we add the word fully to Roman numeral 3A? An MBTA member may fully participate.
Let me ask a question on this. I don't have a problem with it, except that, and we happen to have the patron of the bill that makes this possible in the room, and we have our COC here. Does the code draw a distinction between participating with voting and participating without voting? Because I think our policy is should be consistent with what the state code calls for.
And I read over 3708.1, and the word vote was not mentioned in that legislation.
Mr. Chairman, I would also ask for our counsel, who is in a better position to give legal advice to this attorney than as the patron of the bill. But participation means talking and voting. The statute doesn't include the adverb fully as in meaning that includes voting. Participation means participating as an elected member, which means you can vote, discuss, debate, whatever.
So participation means
under the existing law.
Under the existing law, even okay.
The lawyers agree with that? Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
We said you just can't eat the food.
Okay. Any other questions on any of these items? Okay, hearing none. We had a motion from Mr. Silverthorne and a second from Mr. Parrish, I believe. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. We have some committee reports. Governance and Personnel, Mayor Silverthorne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is actually a little bit of cart before the horses. We just voted on the electronic meeting participation policy. That was the big topic that we discussed, certainly the length of most of the length of the meetings. And the other item that we talked about was the drawdown policy, which policy 17 will require that the first drawdown for a project be made, that's the projects that we started talking about here tonight, be made by June 30th, 2019. Those are probably the two most critical items. The third item here as well is just a little bit of an update on the projects and where what the timing is in terms of consideration. Any questions?
Question for governance. Finance Committee report, Mr. Parrish.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank you for the members of the Finance Committee because
We've got several members who have a great deal of experience on the MBTA and some new members as well, and they are all hitting the road, working very hard, and I want to thank them for that. Finance Committee met last on the 19th of May. We will next meet on the 16th of June, next Thursday, and we took up a number of items, which include, of course, a presentation of the debt scenarios and capacity. We had presentations from our CFO, as well as PFM, the authority's financial advisor. We took up three items with regard to that, an outline of the steps that would be needed to be taken and the time periods related for project funding if total project cost exceeded the FY 2017 adopted PAYGO. And, of course, we all know with your presentation earlier tonight, there are 24 projects, something about $670 million and a PAYGO of about $270 million, Mr. Chairman. Second item was PFM presented an updated debt capacity analysis, which proved that their previous analysis and presentation back in August of 2015 was substantially the same, and we have a significant debt capacity available to us. And item three, an analysis of the cost associated with the FY 2017 funding request was presented. The analysis included project costs relative to the staff recommendations made to the NBTA on May 12th. And, of course, consideration of other funding and debt levels of $160, $200 million, and $250 million. We did, as the mayor to my left suggested earlier, we did take up some discussion and made a recommendation with regard to the BRS alternate rate, and made a recommendation to this body as we took it up in the consent agenda to not take any action with regard to the alternative contribution. We talked about monthly revenue report and also monthly operating report, which we'll hear a little bit about in a moment.
And Mr. Mayor, I appreciate being referred to the mayor to your left. Is that a political?
Just proximity.
Any questions for Mayor Parrish? Okay. Don't see Mr. Foreman here from the Planning Coordinating Advisory Committee. Ms. Backman, anything we need to know coming out of that meeting?
Mr. Chairman, we would appreciate support in helping us to achieve a quorum at the Planning Coordination Advisory Committee meeting. We did cancel their scheduled May meeting because of lack of a quorum.
I'll decode that. When everyone goes home, next time you have a governance body meeting, please tell your PCAC member to make a stronger than usual commitment to the PCAC moving forward. We struggled there. We changed the quorum requirements to make it easier to get one. Okay. I don't see Mr. Boyce here from the Technical Advisory Committee. Anything coming out of that, Ms. Backman, you know that?
That committee was asked to make a recommendation on the 24 projects, so if they're meeting next week, they will come back and discuss the recommended projects from the Technical Advisory Committee. That should be recommended for funding.
Mr. Longy, anything we have for finance?
Chairman Miller, I would just note, as was noted at the Finance Committee meeting, that there has been numerous media reports of the state revenue declines related. Those are mostly related to income taxes and sales taxes. However, the authority's revenues are very strong to their estimates. We're running a little bit above our projections. We do estimate on an independent basis. We take the state's estimate for sales taxes and information item and make estimates based on the participation of the members. So I just wanted to clarify that we are in good shape for our revenue estimates.
Excellent. Ms. Backman.
Mr. Chairman, I will be brief. I do want to note that I came to you at your last meeting, noted that there was a deficit regarding some CMAQ funds. In coordination and working with the regional jurisdiction and agency coordinating committee, we have made the localities that offered up funding, that CMAQ money that was programmed to their project. We have made them whole, so that is noted in the report. Also, I wanted to note that we are on the tail end of our pop-ups and work sessions for the transaction update. We did have one out in the lobby this evening, which was a pop-up session. I believe we'll be at Celebrate Fairfax this weekend, and we have one next evening. So thank you all. We've tried to hit all of the regional events, and we've really received a lot of positive feedback. So I wanted to note that. And we'll be coming to the authority with the update in the fall. Lastly, I did want to touch on that the Transportation Planning Board's long-range plan task force have developed a preliminary set of project selection criteria that the TPB could potentially use to select a list of unfunded regional priority projects. I believe this task force is going to meet next Wednesday prior to the TPB meeting. So we did, as the MBTA staff, provide a response, and we did coordinate with the localities and agencies.
Any questions from Ms. Backman? All I'll share on the chairman's time is remind folks that I didn't have a PPC. We haven't had a PPC meeting, planning and programming committee meeting, since before the last authority meeting. We will be meeting again, however, at 10 a.m. in this room on Friday, July 1. Ask certainly all the formal members of that committee. Just remind folks that this is a committee that we have five members, but we encourage full participation, to use Ms. Mitchell's words, from every member. We encourage full participation in that committee from every member of the authority, every member jurisdiction. This will be the last opportunity for jurisdictions and agencies to make a pitch or be prepared to defend the merits of their projects that they're looking to get funded. We're looking to pull out, you know, save us a little money there, before we make a recommendation to this authority for adoption in on July 14th. So we really encourage every member of the authority to be there who's interested in commenting. And if you can't be there, make sure you have a staff person there. Who's able to comment on your behalf of your jurisdiction. Mr. Parrish?
Before you adjourn.
Now I was going to recognize you.
Okay, if I may, I want to let everyone know on the Finance Committee that I will be out of the city and therefore out of the region next Thursday. And I want to thank Ms. Rochelle for taking on the responsibility of chairing the Finance Committee next Thursday. And I hope everyone will be there. Important meeting of the Finance Committee.
Any other members have any comments or questions? Announcements? Any other business to come before the authority tonight? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.